Good evening, Andy. Thank you for joining us after another victory, 3-0 at home to Bishop Stortford today. Another huge step towards being crowned champions. Your thoughts on a potential banana skin performance today?
Yeah, absolutely that. I mean, they've got absolutely nothing to lose. I don't know how many games they've lost in the trot, and as we keep saying in football, eventually every team wins. And to be fair, I watched them the other night against King's Lynn, and they were unlucky in that game. So I was mindful of that, you know. We love football because you never know what's going to happen. So you never know football. So we had to get past them today, and we've done that. So yeah, absolutely delighted.
We looked our usual steady self at the back, despite the changes. You showed a lot of faith bringing in Nathaniel Knight-Percival and playing him from the start. How do you feel he fitted in? He seemed seamless to us.
I thought he was excellent. I thought he'd done really well. To be fair to Brad, he's waited his chance, but he's got a lot going on. He's littling at him up a little bit last night. He didn't feel he was 100%, so that made it easy. That had come in to sort of give us some cover with the injuries we've got. And that was how it was always going to be. Brad had the opportunity today, but fair play to him. He wasn't quite right. He hadn't had any, you know, he didn't feel he was going to be 100%, and he didn't want to let anyone down. So it made it an easy decision. Nat, mad keen to get started. I thought he complimented Jordan really well. So he did a lot of the traits I love from a centre half. He headed it, and when it weren't on, he kicked it and turned them around. So great debut for him.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we actually set another for Tamworth National League North attendance record today, on my reckoning. So in the last two home games, we've had two new records. What was more impressive about today was there weren't so many away fans today. It was predominantly Tamworth fans. Do you feel that the squad have done enough today to send those new fans away wanting to come back and see more?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. If we've got a criticism over the last couple of years, probably when we've had good crowds in, we haven't always delivered. London and Eton game, we were playing well until that was obviously stopped. But in general, we haven't always delivered. And it's because, I suppose, you get a big crowd, a bit like last week, live game. Were we as good as we can be? Probably not. But then the results today have shown that King's Lynn are half decent as well. So, but I thought today most of the people that came, we wasn't at our best first half, but we still had enough chances to probably be ahead. And then second half, I thought we showed what we're all about. Resolute, took a chance as well on the front foot. And I would like to think a lot of the people that came today would want to come back, yeah.
It did seem to be a bit of a turning point, although we could have already been ahead. But when the penalty was given to Bishop Stortford, Jazz makes the save from the penalty. It's almost like we'd scored the goal. It gave us a bit of a lift for a few minutes.
Yeah, no, absolutely that. I mean, you say about key points in games, and that was a key point. Do I think we could have come back? Yes, I do. I still think we had enough goals in us to come back from a goal down, but it certainly would have given them a lot more belief and made it a lot more difficult. But it was sort of coming. We'd started all right. We'd had some good chances, but we'd give the ball away a few times before that. We made a couple of bad decisions and they've got a penalty. Fair play to Jazz. He was disappointed that he gave it away, but he's come back and he's stood up. And like I said, it gives you a lift. You know, sometimes you need a little spark to get one of people going. And it gave us that. A lot of the remit at half-time was, can we just be better? Can we be better in the final third? Can we get Chris in little pockets and isolate the centre-half with him? And that was how we got the first goal.
Yeah, we certainly seemed to be a bit more creative in the second half, and the goals were real quality goals, actually. It must be nice, Andy, to be a bit later on in the game, to be able to make the changes that you did, bringing in particular the introduction of Beck Ray, and he seemed to make a massive difference to the performance as well.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I mean, I think it's difficult because I look at the bench, I've got five players all more than capable. I've got others not playing. You know, Kyle Williams won in the 16 today. He'll come again. I wanted to get Bex on the pitch because he was the one who missed out at King's Lynn. He took it well as a young kid, but that was I thought was the right decision on the day. It was nice to get him on. He showed what it was all about. Like I said, we managed. You know, Ed Crean's not playing today because I thought he needed freshening up a little bit. He takes a battering up there on his own at times, so we did that and that came off. And then equally, Nath come back into the team, who's missed the last three or four, and he scored a great goal. So, you know, some days it goes right, some of the decisions and probably right they were. And as I said in there, everyone in that change room has paid their play out and what we've done so far. And that's what we needed. We've needed from the start. You can't have just 11 or just 12, you know. And that's how it has to be. I felt sorry for the boys I couldn't get on today. You know, as in Ty. Ty's been brilliant. It's just opportunities are limited because of what's ahead of them at times. But yeah, delighted for them all.
Well, dare we say it, we look ahead to Monday and a tough trip to Brackley. We've said all along it would be a tough game. I know you have a lot of respect for Brackley Town. But, you know, if we go there and we get any kind of result, we'll be champions. I think we just need one point now to achieve back-to-back promotions for the first time in this club's history. And that would be a heck of an achievement, Andy, for you and the squad. And the question in here is, I wonder how much thought you and actually the staff and players have given to that. Or you know, what you normally say is you just focus on each game as it comes, but we are that close to it now.
Yeah, of course we are. For me, my focus was on today. I picked a team, not got nothing to do with Monday whatsoever. It was about getting 3 points, because if we hadn't, it makes everything else more difficult. So we've got over the first hurdle, which was today. We can go into Monday now full of confidence. Yes, they're a good team. Yes, for me, they're one of the best teams in the league. And we're going away from home, so it's going to be tough. But, you know, we have to find a way to get a point in the next 4 games. And that's with everyone else, the other teams around us, obviously Chorley now winning every game. So it's in our hands, which is exactly how I want it to be. We'll enjoy tonight, because the lads have been brilliant. They've got a couple of days. Then we'll go Monday. We're going to have to be at our best again to get another result. But they'll be prepared. And we'll go there full of hope, loads of effort, and looking to, like you said, rewrite the history books.
Absolutely. Andy, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.